The top five at five.
Mr. Howard has been charged with two counts of attempted murder.
SWAT officers locate and capture an alleged cop shooter captured in Newark, New Jersey. A combined no-hitter in Game 4 of the World Series with the Houston Astros, tying the series at two games apiece. President Biden delivers a scathing anti-Republican speech, his last ahead of Tuesday's midterms. Aides to former President Trump reportedly readying for Trump's announcement about a third run for the White House following Tuesday's midterms. As expected, the Federal Reserve raises interest rates to tamp down inflation at 8.5%, a 40-year high under the Biden administration. Caught. The suspect, authorities say, allegedly shot two Newark, New Jersey police officers. He'd first escaped, prompting a lockdown and manhunt, but has now been captured. Kendall Book Howard is this suspect's name. A search Wednesday by a SWAT team in full gear of the same building that Kendall Book Howard was not found in on Tuesday resulted in the SWAT team finding Howard in that building yesterday. Details surrounding Howard's discovery haven't been released just yet. Here's what neighbors told ABC 7.
It was two different sets of gunshots. I heard about seven at first, and then after that, it was about another three or four.
I just heard a little small explosion after that, but other than that, I just heard hundreds of undercover cops getting out with their AKAs, with their shields, putting on their vests.
Howard is charged with Tuesday's attempted murder of two Newark police officers. They were shot after a resident of the building called cops, telling officers she'd spotted Howard, who was wanted in a separate October 28th shooting. One of two officers shot, Jabril Paul, was released from University Hospital yesterday. The second officer remains hospitalized but is expected to recover. Both officers have just 1.5 years on the job. Houston pitcher Christian Javier teamed with Astros relievers Brian Abreu, Rafael Montero, and Ryan Pressly in completing the first combined no-hitter in postseason history. The Astros beat the Phillies in Philly 5-0 with the best-of-seven World Series now tied at two games apiece. Astros manager Dusty Baker spoke about the game during a postgame press conference.
Combined no-hitters, I mean, that's hard to do because usually somebody's going to give it up, during that no-hitter. And so, you know, all our guys were poised and ready and strong, and that's one reason why I didn't use some of those guys in that game to try to salvage that game last night, because I wanted them to be fresh for today, and they'll be fresh, relatively fresh tomorrow.
So the no-hitter places Javier in exceedingly rare company. He joins former New York Yankees right-hander Don Larsen, who pitched a perfect game in 1956 as the only pitcher in World Series history to finish an outing with no hits allowed in six or more innings. President Joe Biden Wednesday said the midterms are a defining moment for democracy as threats of political violence and voter intimidation loom over the upcoming midterms. Biden, in a 20-minute speech near Washington, D.C., again called election deniers an existential threat to democracy. He tied the January 6th insurrection to last week's hammer attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It's hard to even say. After the assailant entered the home asking, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" Those are the very same words used by the mob when they stormed the United States Capitol on January the 6th.
Biden accuses predecessor Donald Trump of threatening democracy by refusing to accept the results of the 2020 election. Taylor Budowich, a spokesperson for Trump, responded with a statement saying, "Biden's policies are destroying America and his actions are leaving our country more divided than we've ever been." As he played to a crowd of supporters in Robstown, Texas on Friday, former President Donald Trump drew cheers as he talked up his first two runs for the White House and teased a third. "In order to make our country successful, safe, and glorious again, I will probably have to do it again," he said. Aides to the former president are reportedly preparing for a 2024 campaign to be announced after Tuesday's midterms. Last week, Trump spoke in support of Republican candidates running in the midterm elections during that rally in Robstown, Texas.
"If you want to hear about the American dream and make it come true as we made it come true just a little while ago, remember, 2 years ago, we had the strongest border in the country's history. Now we have the worst border in our history. So go out and vote up and down the slate. Vote for Republicans, good, great Republicans."
The Federal Reserve pumped up its benchmark interest rate Wednesday by 0.75 points for a fourth straight time and the sixth hike so far this year. However, policymakers hinted at a forthcoming reduction of rate hikes. The Fed's move raised its key short-term rate to a range of 3.75% to 4%, its highest level in 15 years. Here's Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate. We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
The hikes have made mortgages and things like other consumer and business loans more expensive and heightened the risk of a recession.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.